Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
Talk Radio. Now that was a little tease from DJ Chris Rain. He's a mix master extraordinaire, and you can visit his site www.jrain.com, and Rain is R-E-I-G-N, to download any of his podcasts, and he'll be coming on Max and Friends soon, I promise. But Max is away in the Key Islands with no internet, so I, Avery Graham, will be holding down the fort. But he did ask I drop this new site for Eric Jaff. He's a competing in the world ukulele competition, so you also need to visit this site, and it's theericjaff.com, and we'll put it up on Max and Friends on our Facebook site so you can get it too as well. And we also need to do one more shout out to Eric's Hair Studio in Wilton Manors, Florida. Max says hi to the crew, and Biho, thanks for the shave. Alrighty, I think that's enough shout-outs for the moment. But now I would like to welcome onto the show, in light of, you know, hot topics, my good friend Brandon Fletcher. He's the creative director for Habitat, which is a venue in Kelowna. When I went to the Breakout West music competition, I had an opportunity to meet him. And I visited Habitat, where they have amazing food. Now, we all know Greg Chabelle was on the show, and he loves his food, too. And he showed me the grilled panini with chickpea hummus and roasted red peppers and creamy goat cheese. And Brandon, it's like heaven.
It's always a good decision. You can't go wrong with a panini, I would say.
I know, right? And that combination is just killer. So thank you so much for coming on LA Talk Radio. And yeah.
Thank you for having me. You know, actually, I wanted to jump in here because I remember you showing me the Eric Jaff guy a little bit a while ago. And I watched the music video, and I actually like the sound, I got to say. It's very, very West Coast, and I'm excited to see where he goes with this.
I know, right? It's very cool. And I didn't even know there's such thing as a ukulele competition. So, you learn something new every day.
Exactly.
So, without further ado, let's drop hot topics, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and then we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
So, Brandon, this is the point on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends where we drop hot topics. And, well, where should we begin? It's been a very, very busy weekend. Hey?
It has. Why, we could start with any of my favorite people, Zach or Ryan, really. Or we could go where do we even start? Where do we start?
Well, I think more on a serious note, we should start with this one. We all know that Congress, well, maybe we all don't know, but Congress Lady Gabrielle Giffords is a Democratic member of a public, and she was at a public meeting outside of a Safeway store in Arizona where she was shot in the head, and six people were killed in the shooting, including a 9-year-old girl, a federal judge, and a member of Giffords' staff. Absolutely terrible. And the shooter has now been arrested. And thank goodness Gabrielle is making progress after her surgery. She's now able to respond, and her recovery looks good at this point, according to her surgeon. So that's breaking news right now that she's doing better. And our thoughts and prayers definitely go out to her at this time. Yeah, absolutely terrible. But you know what? Good on the citizens who quickly were able to capture the shooter and you know, until law enforcement were able to be there. So we have to commend them. Sorry, wrong word. But yes. And moving right along to new year, new couples, and new gossip. What do you got?
New everything. Well, I did hear that, unfortunately, Ryan Reynolds and Scarlett are finally apart. They announced a separation on Boxing Day, an official separation, which is too bad because my best friend's great-grandfather is dating Scarlett Johansson's great-grandmother. I was hoping to be able to hear all the gossip and get a chance to meet them. Unfortunately, that does not look to be in the cards.
Terrible.
None.
But I have to say, though, Ryan Reynolds, though, and Sandra Bullock, like, they're a pretty cute couple. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, and probably getting back together. Nothing official.
Well, no, and I mean, they obviously had their rep say that they're just friends and nothing more, but it's funny what a few dollars thrown one way can do, right?
And, you know, it's been, like, the best year of both of their career. Ryan Reynolds, sexiest man named by people. Sandra Bullock, greatest woman. Who knows what could happen? I really would love to see this not be a platonic relationship, that's for sure.
Me too. I say it's hot and heavy and sexy, so let's go. Who else is a new couple that's making their way? Do you know?
Well, I was reading that there would be a chance of Vanessa Hudgens getting back together with Zac Efron, but there's more rumor mills with rumor Willis.
Yeah, I love it.
You can hold on to that one. I'll let you keep that. But yeah, they were, she apparently was on their family's holiday getaway. So that seems pretty cozy. I don't know how Vanessa feels about that one.
Me neither. I wonder what Demi and Ashton think about Zac Efron. But one of my favorite up-and-coming, obviously, R&B artists, Nicki Minaj, is now, quote-unquote, dating Drake. That's pretty exciting.
Wow.
And Drake's, of course, from Canada. So, yeah, woot woot.
We gotta love that.
Well, we do. And then what else do we have here? Posh Spice is pregnant, baby number 4. Who's excited?
Wow, she's gonna balloon up to 100 pounds and pop one of those out. My goodness.
I didn't think that you could be so skinny and you had the chance of being knocked up, but great, good on her.
Yeah, I mean, if it can happen naturally, all the power to her. Our prayers are with her body as well.
Yes, to come back to her perfect slender shape. Wait, she doesn't eat cookies and she doesn't smile. I like it.
No, perfect. I mean, sounds like me, except for the cookie part.
Yeah. Well, you're also a fashionista like Posh Spice. I guess we should let everybody else know on The Secret. When I was visiting in town, I had to always find Brandon at all the events we went to because he has, like, a bow tie obsession, I'm going to call it. He has so many different kinds. He's just the fanciest bow tie man I know. In fact, I might even post a picture of him on my page so you guys can all check it out. Seriously,
yeah, you gotta rock the bow tie. Everybody's already doing the regular length tie. Mix it up a bit. Be that one guy. Be that guy.
And you know what I think too? Like for 2011, why not bring back the bow tie?
It's classic, and we're going back to a lot more classy looks right now. Generally, people are becoming more simplified, a little bit more cultured, and the bow tie is the perfect embodiment of that, I would say.
And the skinny tie, I mean, that's so out. Let's not kid. I mean, I think it only really flatters, like, the really skinny guys. The guys with any type of build, I think it just looks off. It's not, you know?
Well, a little bit. It definitely gets lost, you know, as it's going down the body. A bigger guy is going to need a bigger tie.
I think so. I like that one, too.
I'm on a roll.
Oh, you are on a roll. Well, are you on a roll with this next one? Snooki, you just do it, because I'm not a Jersey Shore people, but, yeah, you just blast this one.
I'll do the best I can. I purposely don't watch Jersey Shore as a just a personal choice, but my boyfriend did catch the first season, and it filled me in a little bit as we're going. Snooki, Dina, and Jay Wow. I don't think Dina's actually on the show. I think she's just a friend, but the rest of them would like everyone to know that they are, quote, unquote, not whores. And I believe Ronnie confirmed this in this little video that we've seen here.
Yes, he does. And you guys can all visit PerezHilton.com to see this video. But I believe at the, 27-second mark, he pops up out of, who knows where and says, we're
God
not whores.
Knows, yeah.
And classy, though. I mean, you're in a hotel room, three girls, basically, with their boobs hanging out. Drinking, singing We're Not Whores, yeah. Anyways, I think it's another big publicity stunt, obviously. And, here we are talking.
Looks like my prom night worked at the time, yeah. Everyone knows.
Exactly. Well, I think that's about it for Hot Topics because we've got a really amazing artist coming up. And this is another thing I wanted to discuss with you, too, before we let you go. But Thomas Corvin, he's from Kelowna, yeah. And you've had an opportunity to see him. So can you just fill our listeners about the treat that they're going to be in for tonight?
Yes, Thomas Corvin, a personal friend of mine. He's fantastic, incredibly talented. Mm-hmm. He plays a piano, loops his own voice live while you're watching it. It's sort of almost like watching a DJ on a piano with the samples that he uses. But this guy is extremely talented. He's pumped out, I think, two or three albums just in the last year and a half alone. And I believe you're about to drop something from a new album?
Totally. He's actually given us permission to launch one of his new tracks that he's going to be launching, I guess, next month on his CD. So,
I haven't had a chance to hear that, and I know the guy. What's that about?
I know, right? I had a little in. I guess my networking went well last time I was in Kelowna. But,
clearly, you've got more than I do.
No, it's all good. But he is an amazing artist, and actually, like you said, he's got these smooth, silky vocals and his signature piano grooves, and he's like a modern-day Ben Harper kind of Robin Thicke. You're gonna love him. So we've got him coming up too as well. Well, without further ado, I also need to at this point plug Delta.com. Tickets and airfare to worldwide destinations to the world's top getaways. Book your trip today at Delta.com. And if you don't go by plane, you can obviously go by boat. Variety Cruises has you covered. Small ships for inquisitive minds. Great specials are on sale now, so visit VarietyCruises.com. Have you ever been on a cruise, Brandon?
You know, I've seen pictures of these cruises. Never been on one. No one invites me out for cruises. Maybe we should go on a cruise, Avery.
Maybe we should. We should go on Variety Cruises. You know, they have one that's coming up right now, and it's through Africa, through the rivers. And I just think that would be so much fun. Maybe not your cup of tea, but mine.
Pretty warm there. I do like it warm. I got to say, winter, not my favorite. But that's got to be a whole lot better in L.A. for everybody else, I'm sure, too.
Probably. And what about Greece? That would be fun, too. They've got a ton going through there.
Oh, so. I'm down. Let's do it.
And they have a thing, too, where they said that, once you take one cruise, you're, part of the family, and they'll make you deals and make sure all your, special things are prepared. And I like that. I like the whole, you're not just a number, I'm just saying.
I feel like my time for cruises might be somewhere closer to 60, 65 years old, maybe. I don't know. That could just
come on. I'm ready to do a little cruise now. Can you imagine? You're on a boat. You're disconnected from the world just a few days or even a few weeks to yourself. I think it would be so unbelievable. And cruise ships now, it would be fun. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's nice to turn off a little while and get away from everything.
Yeah, well. If you can do it, it's awesome. Anyways, I have to continue on with the show, Brandon, but it was such a pleasure having you on once again, everybody. Brandon Fletcher, and he's the creative director for Habitat in Kelowna. And Brandon, don't you have a site too as well that people can visit to read some of the articles that you write to as well?
I do. There's two. I'm going to try to plug two really quickly here. I'm sorry. My personal blog, which is more about the music and design at steakpotatoes.com, as well as a local blog here for British Columbia called awesomeokanagan.com, where we feature great creative individuals, music, food, anything that interests anyone here.
Awesome. And we'll have all links to that, too, on Max and Friends. And we want to thank you so much for coming on the show and doing Hot Topics with me.
Thank you so much, Avery. It's a pleasure.
Awesome. Well, now it's the time that I want to bring on Thomas Corbin, and I think the only way that could give you guys a great taste of what's in store is to start with his track. It's called Hold Me Down on LA Talk Radio. Max and Friends. On LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. And I want to pull up to the mic a very good friend of mine, Thomas Corbin. And he, you just heard his wonderful song. It's called Hold Me Down. And it's part of his third album, of his self-titled album, Thomas Corbin. Welcome to LA Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
This is a long time overdue. I've tried to have you on here like way before, and we're finally connecting, and I think that's so great.
Totally. This is awesome. Spontaneous.
I love it. Well, first of all, I need to ask you what you've been up to, because there's so much going on with you right now with your new album and everything, but I'm going to let you plug all that and just Sure. let us know what's been going on for you.
Oh, lots been going on. I released this newest album in August, had a big release party in Kelowna. Mm-hmm. And since then I've been playing all over Kelowna, a few shows in Alberta, and trying to get a tour together to do a few BC mini tours. And yeah, so just playing my music lots. And I have a studio out of my house that I do all my music from. So I'm always writing and recording new stuff. So I just, where I stand right now, I have another EP that's pretty much ready. It just needs a little bit more mixing. And then we've got another release to come.
Yay.
Here, so.
Yeah. That's so exciting. And you know what? All those places he's talking about, they're all in Canada. So he was a find that I found when I went to Kelowna, actually, where I met Brendan Fletcher, who was on earlier. And at the Breakout West Artists, I had met Thomas and was introduced to his music, and a gem of a find. That's all I have to say. He's like a modern day Ben Harper and a Robin. I'm going to say Robin Thicke, like his older stuff.
Cool.
That's what you sound like with this, with, you know, the silky vocals and the screaming ladies. And,
right on.
But honestly, so humble and down to earth. You wouldn't know off the top of your head that this is, you know, that he's an artist, just so humble. And
thank you.
Yeah. And Brandon only says positive things about you too. We had him on and he was saying that, you know, it's just really neat how, and maybe you can explain this to our listeners, on the piano, when you're performing, you can loop the tracks too at the same time.
It's not on the piano. I have a loop pedal on the ground. So I have my keyboard that I'm playing, obviously, and it has all the different sounds that I use to record. So I have the bass line, you know, the bass sounds, the organ, the piano, the Rhodes, and all that stuff. And then on the ground I have a pedal that has three different channels to work with. So I'm able to, you know, sometimes I'll start with a beatbox, you know, I'll start the loop with a, or maybe mm-hmm. I'll start it with like a, you know, a drum kit from my piano that I, you know, make live. And then I'm kind of composing and building the song as I play it. It's been the only way I've found to recreate what I create in my studio. Cause I'm always writing as I record, cause I've always had my studio to work with. And
That's
not a lot
amazing.
Of artists get that opportunity to, yeah, it's cool. Cause it's not a lot of artists get the opportunity to kind of hear back and kind of, you know, continue to mix their own music and add and create and change. And that's kind of an ongoing journey that I'm always doing. I always
and
have
must,
a new
And you must be able to like really capture the emotion that you're feeling at the time. You know, when you first hear something in your head, like there's that, you know, that instant emotion. And when you first sing it or you first are experiencing it, you're never going to get that feeling back again as much as you want to. I'm just assuming.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
I'm not a singer, but you can correct me if I'm wrong.
You're totally right. It's about finding the right everything, the right tone, the right emotion, the right feeling, and more importantly, it's the feeling. You're right. It's the feeling is everything, because that's what's connecting to our soul. So, but it's good though, because I listen to it all the time. I'm always mixing my. Bouncing my mixes down, throw it on a CD or my iPod, and I'm listening to it in my truck. So
it's amazing, and then that way you know it's ready. It's ready too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to ask you too. What's your main inspiration for the music that you write? I know you have a lovely, beautiful wife, and your last song. I don't know if that was geared towards her or if she's a major inspiration or
yeah,
what would
that
you
last
say?
Song was kind of her and. And my mom and, you know, my close people in my life that have kind of been the rock in my life, the people that have been there that have held me down. So that was what that was about. So it's definitely my wife's in there too.
Oh, that's amazing.
My inspiration. Yeah, thanks. The inspiration though, is just honestly, like I rarely write strictly autobiographical. It might be like stories that I hear that I find inspiring, and that's the beauty and the what drives me to keep creating mm-hmm. music is that you can keep telling these different stories through song. I love that.
Yeah.
You can kind of you can just change, tell a story from somebody else's point of view, as mm-hmm. long as you can kind of capture that yeah. essence.
How did you know that you wanted to go into music, though? I mean, this is your third album with all these beautiful songs, and obviously it comes naturally to you, but was there a point where you were like, this, I want to do music? And
oh, yeah. My dad's a musician, so I grew up around music. He plays in a blues and blues gospel band, and he played in blues country bands and stuff all growing up. And I just, I grew up singing in the church, and mm-hmm. at the end of high school, I just needed an instrument to write music to. So I taught myself, my dad showed me a few chords, and then I just became obsessed with, I think that's the right word. It sounds like a bad thing, but for me, it was a good thing because I just, it's consuming. I just, I'm always working on it. Every day I'm playing or writing or recording. So it's been a personal journey.
That's amazing. Now I want to make sure everybody knows that, your MySpace site, because correct me if I'm wrong, but that's where you've got a number of your tracks on there that people can listen to, and preview.
Yep.
And there's videos yep. too as well. He did a wonderful remix of Prince's When Doves Cry. He did, I guess a remix kind of cover of it, and it was amazing
yep.
that he posted on my wall. So it's www.myspace.com/ and then Thomas Corvin, and it's KJORVEN. And we'll definitely have that link too on our Max and Friends fan book page on LA Talk Radio, so it'll be there too
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, the Corvin throws everybody off. It's a Scandinavian name. The J is silent.
Well, it threw me off too. I had like one of those awkward moments. How do I pronounce this? I don't want to sound silly. So
everybody does it though. I just saw my name on a billboard at this place I'm playing, and they spelled it totally wrong too. Actually, they put VDN instead of EN. So I thought that's funny.
Oh no!
It'll be
and that's an expensive mistake.
Yeah, so it'll be an ongoing thing forever, but people get scared of the J, and then they don't know where to go from there.
That's so funny. Well, what was your inspiration behind, now this is a brand new song that we're going to be dropping on LA Talk Radio. Like not ever been released, which I'm so excited that you've given me the opportunity to break this, really. Yeah, do you want to tell us about it, first of all?
Sure. First of all, thanks so much for playing it. Like, it's good to just – I haven't even showed any of my friends this one, so this is brand new. So
that's what Brandon said. He's like, how did you get that song? And I was like, well, I don't know.
Yeah, it seemed like a good opportunity. I usually like to hold on to them until I have a package, but, I'm starting to let go a little more. But, yeah, this song is the inspiration – wasn't anything particular. It's like everybody's been away from someone they love, and so that's kind of the premise of it. And then the story kind of evolves as I write it usually. So mm-hmm. this particular one started with just the chorus with "I've been waiting," and then I just tried to get in the mind of someone that's I left it a little vague. It could be she could be coming back, or whoever it is, or it could be, it could be just a mess. She's gone for ever, and he's just trying to figure it out. So it's kind of more about, like what the character in the song is going through while missing this person.
Aww.
And I put a funky beat on it so he can bob your head to it.
So it's not a total, I want to say, like a love song, slow dance
song.
Yeah. I didn't say
downer,
you did.
I wouldn't say downer. It sounds like a downer when I describe it. I hate describing my songs. It's so hard to wrap it up in a summary like
but
that.
There is a funky groove to all of your songs, which I love, and that's why I really wanted to share this. And I'm sure all of you guys in America that are listening, or worldwide for that matter, will definitely hear his name very, very soon, Thomas Corvin. It's going to happen because he's just He's just spreading his wings, basically ready to fly. I'm telling you this. So without further, well, it's true, but without further ado, do you want to launch this song? I'll let you totally do it. Here you go.
All right. Okay. This is Thomas Corbin, and this is my brand new song, I'll Be Waiting.
There we go.
Come home, patiently waiting, patiently hating it, still making two cups of coffee, pretending you're there beside me, and if we both gonna be honest, I still count on your promise, that you'll come back here, come back here, that you'll come back here, come back here. Been sleeping on your side, I see your face when I close my eyes. Been crossing out the days, counting down since you went away. I'll be here waiting, I've been waiting. I'll be here waiting for you to come home. While I'm here waiting, I'll be praying to keep you safe and for you to come home. And you have taken much longer this time. I don't think you'd leave me behind. Patiently hoping, patiently doping, yeah. Been smoking through packs and token, ashtrays filled up in the open. I keep a light on the front deck, so you can see on your way back. I'll be waiting in this chair for you, I've been waiting every day for you. Oh no, I've been waiting every day for you. Oh no, I've been waiting every day for you. You to come home.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Ben.
Hi, my name is Eric, and this is my entry to the 2011 Bushman World Ukulele Competition. Again. Where the sidewalk ends right before the street begins, and there the grass grows soft and white, and there the sun burns crimson bright, and there the moonbird rests from his flight to cool in the peppermint wind.
Ah!
Let us leave this place where the smoke blows black, where the dark street winds and bends, past the pits where the asphalt flowers grow. Yes, we'll walk with a walk that is measured and slow, and we'll go where the chalk white arrows go. For the children they mark, the children they know, the place where the sidewalk ends.
Yeah.
Yes, that's where the sidewalk ends that you just listened to. That's Eric Jaffe, and he's competing in the World Ukulele Competition. Visit the ericjaffe.com. So it's the and Eric and J-A-F-F-E.com if you want to hear more about that or vote for him. But before that, you listen to a brand new song. It's called I'll Be Waiting by Thomas Corvin, who's joining me on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends. Thomas, I want to invite you back. And I want to talk to you about this amazing new song that you're launching. And you had just told me off air that your mother hasn't even listened to the song yet. So, wow.
Yeah, it's brand new. So I haven't really even finished mixing it. It could change yet, but whatever. Let it go. Let it out there.
No kidding. And this song will be part of your new EP that's going to be coming out, right? Are you putting together another album to be released too as well, or?
Yeah, well, it'll be like, I mean, right now I have 8 songs that I've recorded and they're pretty much done. I just have to, you know, fine tune, listen to them for a few weeks and then basically they'll be done. Send a master, then I might do a digital release for it. Mm-hmm. I haven't really decided yet. I'm going to probably make up, you know, maybe a few hundred hard copies just for as I'm playing out live, but mm-hmm. I'll release it on iTunes. And yeah, I make music constantly and I'm always creating new stuff. So I'm trying a new thing where I used to wait till I had about 13 songs or more and then take it down to 13 songs and call it an album. Mm-hmm. But I have enough material that I could release something, you know, twice a year rather than, you know, something smaller twice a year. And then I can kind of focus more on the featured songs on it. I feel like some of the songs get lost on a 13 song record.
Absolutely. And so, you know what I find too?
Yeah.
I find even in like when an artist, you know, releases a CD and sometimes they even have, you know, 16 or 17 songs, it's like little ones get lost and it's too much and it's almost better to just bang 5 good, great songs, amazing songs, and then keep releasing so that you're keeping your listeners fresh. I agree with that completely.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so like the game plan is pretty much to, I'm going to release this this EP. It'll have, I don't know, 5 or 6 songs, I haven't decided. And, but with each new song that I'm going to try to focus on these, it gives me enough time to focus on these and maybe make some small music videos, some, you know, just something visual so you can, I can get it on there. Throw on YouTube and have something cool to be an image with the music.
Yeah.
And then I'm because I'm always creating new stuff, I find my stuff gets really old for me quickly. Like mm-hmm. I released this album in August and I'm kind of past it now. I still love it, but it's just not current for me. So that's why I'm going to start this new game plan. Still there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. Who inspires you artist-wise, musically-wise? Who are you listening to that just inspires you and
inspires
you to write?
Me.
Yeah.
Right now, as of today, a few days ago, I got the new Black Keys album. And I love those guys. I love it.
Ooh.
It's good blues music. That guy's got such a great voice. His songs are so good. But I guess like the my first inspiration when I started playing the piano was Ray Charles. I love his music. I love a lot of his blues albums he made. And then it was Ben Harper and Ray LaMontagne. I can't say enough about him. Obviously,
he's fabulous.
And then. On the flip side, D'Angelo, he hasn't put anything out in a while, but he's just the ultimate neo soul king. So definitely his stuff. It's just a mix of everything. Stevie Ray Vaughan in there too. I guess I'm drawn to the music. I'm drawn to any music with soul. Something that has, and soul isn't, I'm not talking Motown. I'm talking anything with. Anything with heart in it, something that I can feel.
Totally, and there's certain words that are just going to grab you too, depending on, you know, what mood you're in. Like there's one song that I listen to, for example, Metric, The Golden Guns, and my girlfriend was like, you like that song? What? She was totally confused because I'm really not that type of music person. I'm totally top 40s, you know, whatever. And I was like, actually, yeah, I do. Let's blast this. So it's kind of funny because certain songs speak to you at certain times in your life and you just love them. you know?
Yeah. Words have so much power. So like it's so funny when you can, you know, just like Ray LaMontagne is amazing for this, painting a picture. And that's what we're doing with, as a musician, our job is to take the listener from their, you know, their current position and just take them somewhere else for 3 minutes and take them on a little journey. And so, that's the aim. That's the goal, is to just kind of, you know, take people on a little journey for 3 minutes and show them a little piece of me.
Well, there you go. I think as an artist, that's an amazing thing to aspire to and try to do. On a lighter note, do you have any New Year's resolutions that you made this year? I'm asking everybody what their New Year's resolutions are, and I'm going to ask you this.
Yeah. I haven't really like said any official ones, but I want to hit the gym a little bit. You got to understand, this is crazy for me because the most I've ever like worked out was like, you know, I do 2 days and I'm like, yes, yeah, I'm doing it. And then the next day I'm like, nah, I'm going to have some cookies and watch TV.
We have to tell everybody though, if you don't go to his MySpace page and actually like see what the guy looks like and listen to more of his tunes, which is myspace.com/Thomas Corvin with KJORVEN, you will see that he really is a fit, like, little guy. And I'm just saying that. And I don't mean, like, little guy as in, like, little guy, but you're not at all, you know, overweight or anything like that.
No, it was just, I just want to be more physical. When I was a kid, I was on the ski hill all the time. It was my playground. Or I grew up in Canmore, Alberta, which is in Canada, in the Rockies there, yeah. Right on, like, the border of BC and Alberta. And my dad's a skier for a living, and all my friends skied, and it was just our playground. 9 years old, our parents would drop us off, ski at 4, and then we'd play on a mountain all day. So I used to be in, you know, and then as you get older, it's more expensive, and time is not as abundant. So I just like
did
to pick up some more.
I was just going to say, did you go away skiing this winter yet?
Yeah, I've been up about 6 times now, so... I'm
up to Canmore?
Some days.
Wow.
I haven't been to Canmore yet. I've been to Big White 4 times and Apex once.
Wow, that's an amazing ski hill.
Yeah.
I was going to go up to Whistler, and there's some great deals out of LA, actually, for anybody coming from LA up to Whistler outside of Vancouver.
Great.
But the only thing is, Whistler doesn't really have a lot of snow compared to Mount Washington, which is on the island, on Vancouver Island. And I drove up there, and it was literally like the trees were dipped, and I mean dipped in snow, like 300 pounds of snow on top of these trees. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And not only that, it was total winter whiteout conditions that nobody could really get up the mountain, so I had the hill all to myself. It was like heaven
Great.
On earth. Yeah,
nice.
Seriously.
Yeah, that mountain gets so much snow. I've been up there in the springtime. Me and my family stayed up there because this is like back when I was in high school, but we took a trip to the island for the first time, so we stayed on Mount Washington. I think it was mid-spring, and there were still banks of snow that were like 10 feet high. It's crazy. They just get dumped on.
It's your spring skiing destination. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thomas, really quick, I just want to make sure that everybody knows where to find you. So you've got your MySpace, which I've been plugging, but do you also have a Facebook, too, as well, where people can follow you?
Yeah, just look up my name again. It's Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, and then Corvin is K-J-O-R, V as in Victor, E-N. I got to do it like that, otherwise it just gets botched.
Totally, and especially with the sneaky spelling.
Yeah, totally. And if you go onto my MySpace, I also have a YouTube account. It's Thomas Corvin Music, and there's a link to it on my MySpace, so that'll make it easier. And I'm putting up videos all the time, so check that out. And my whole last album is on there to stream for free. So that's cool. Check it out.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Seriously, what inspired you to do that? Hang on. What inspired you to do that?
Well, at this point, you know, as an indie artist in Canada, especially, there's album sales isn't our bread and butter at all. You know, most of us have second jobs, and I actually have a landscape company. In the summer, I build boulder retaining walls with an excavator, and do custom rock work and brick patios and that kind of stuff. So the summer I'm doing that, and in the winter it's seasonal. So I'm able to focus on the music. But yeah, so the point being is that if you're trying to make a buck off of your $10 album or whatever, it's just I'd rather you have it for free than not hear it at all, because the point is just to get it out there.
That's an awesome way to look at it, too. And, you know, I was reading recently, and I think it was in Maclean's magazine, that they were saying that for artists, Canadian artists particularly, they really struggle with their album sales, even though they are so talented. But a major source of revenue for them is getting their music placed in TV shows or in movies,
yeah.
or, you know, being featured. Totally. And I thought that was really interesting, because I didn't realize that, you know, as an everyday person, that there was... I thought when you were selling CDs and I was buying them, you were getting a big chunk of it. So I found that interesting. And it just made me aware that we want to support our local artists and not steal their music and, you know, all that good stuff. So that's awesome. Like Thomas said, you can get his whole past album on his MySpace. So there you go.
You can on YouTube, you can listen to them all. And then they're available on iTunes as well. So.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Thomas, time goes by so fast on LA Talk Radio, and I'm really sad that I have to wrap at this point. But I wanted to thank you so much for taking time out of your night tonight. I know that you're at home with family and your niece, and so I'll let you get back to them. But I wanted to thank you so much for being on LA Talk Radio on Max and Friends.
Thank you, Avery. This is awesome. This is so much fun.
And I have a sneaky surprise too for you. So everybody. Everybody, I just wanted to say at this point that Max will be back on Sunday to host the show, so you want to tune in for that. And keep it tuned also, because coming up next, CBS News will be on. And I'm going to leave you all tonight with Thomas's other song. And this song is called Don't Look Back, and it's featuring Danielle Mueller?
Mueller?
Perfect.
Local singer here.
Awesome. I didn't really want to butch it, but I tried. And together this song is amazing. It's a little bit more bluesy and soul, and I think you guys are all going to enjoy it. So have a wonderful night, everybody, and remember always to take your life to the max. And if you missed today or you missed another show, you can always visit latalkradio.com and visit our archives and download any of your favorite shows to re-listen to or to listen to that you've maybe missed. And also while you're there, you can download our app so you can listen on your iPhone as well. So have a good night, everyone. Live life to the max and enjoy this new single called Don't Look Back with Thomas Corvin. Have a wonderful night. Mwah.
Thank you.